Blog Talk Radio.
It's Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Download that, freedownloadthatpiff.com, as above, so below, a mill.
God Bless Frank. Download that, man. Good music right there, man. Shout out to everybody supporting that right now, man. For real, for real. Got a lot of good stuff going on for you. Got a lot of good music we're going to play. We're going to play a lot of music from the mixtape. You already know that. You know that. You know what I'm saying? It's the premiere week. We dropped it this week, so it's only right. We do what we're going to do tonight. We got a caller calling in. Matter of fact, we're going to play one more joint, and then we're going to get straight to our caller. I see you, 703. We're going to get straight to you in a minute. I got you. Don't even worry about it. I see you over there. We're going to do what we do. We got some heat up here. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. See that heat?
Yeah. True. Breasts and thighs, I'll be enticed by her body every morning I rise. Slow kisses up her legs as they slowly divide. Be inching closer to that spot while I stare in her eyes. I can only be so gifted and blessed. Hands move across her flesh, I'm relieving some stress. Shit, I'm tripping, honestly, I might just need to confess. She on my mind all the time, every second I rest. But where are you? Yeah. So now I'm searching for something that's got a similar theme. And maybe it could be you, or maybe it could be her. But I done seen so many faces, girl, it seems like a blur. And I get asked on the daily shit, what do I prefer? And even though a nigga's picky, know that love could occur. I meet lots of beautiful women now, but nothing that grabs me. Heard her in my ear nightly, she just wants to be happy. I need a woman with logic, fat ass, and she's classy. But can throw that shit back when it's time to get nasty. See her in my rear view, the next second she passed me, I'll be trying to catch up, but she's moving so fast we might never get a chance just to meet her, just talk. Enchanted by that pretty face and the way that she walks. I see you everywhere I go, and your web up and caught. And truthfully, I just couldn't get you out of my thoughts. But where are you? So I sample white women, but not quite what it seems. I walked hand in hand with one, but felt like something was wrong. Maybe my inner black power's tricking me all along. I'm at the bar with my homies dancing up on a cake, bitch. They all seem to like me, but I'm stuck on this slave shit. Thinking of all the treatment that it came on a slave ship. So when I go on a date and whites cannot be my favorite. Thinking I'm closed-minded, shit, I'm facing the facts. I spent a lot of time with one, but got so taken aback. I spent a lot of time with her, but no relations to track. She could have been the one for me, but I'm relating to black. I got a flair for Latinas, love some Asians, Egyptians, mixed girls, all exotic, think that I'm just a dreamer. But if I end up with someone that'll keep me complacent, when I look back and regret, at least I know where to trace it, right? So I got some insecurities, I need to come clean. I keep all women at a distance, vague in all that I seen. Should I be running from commitment? No, that can't be redeemed. I mean, I wanna find love, but this shit really changed me. Lost my lover 8 years, tell me now, can you blame me? Girl, I'm searching for you daily, but sometimes it gets boring. Had an inkling that the one for me might have been Morgan. Red bone, pretty face, but was too insecure. We probably were a match in heaven, but I just wasn't sure. And so I played with a mind manipulator and more. And then I let her down easy, wish I didn't before. But see, my search shall continue, guard up with my armor. And dream of you all day till I'm awakened by karma. True.
Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. 703, talk to me. Yow, yow.
What's good, man?
Yo, what's good?
All right. That's what it is. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Got the corner cypher rocking with us. What's going on, brothers? That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Let everybody know what you all about, man. What you got into, you know, your lane. Let everybody know what you all about.
No doubt, man. It is I, the guy that is so fly that his alias is out to do. But basically, the cypher is just in addition to the corner, or in conjunction with the corner. The cypher just we all about hip hop on the corner and artistry and culture. We try to link those things as best as possible and as artistically as possible. We discuss a wide range of topics, hip hop related, with the undertone of hip hop. Man, it's all for the betterment of the culture. We trying to you know, get people's music heard. We want people's opinions. We debate things on the show. You know, who's the best? What album's the best? So it's dope, man.
I love that, man. Shout out to Mrs. T from the Intune Show. My man doing big
Most
things. You know? Yeah, man. That's
Most
what
that.
It is, man. That's what it is. You know how we build, brother.
No doubt, man. I'm so, yo, it's my second time back on Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Super hype, man. I think this, like, outside of, you know, the corner, man, it's like my favorite internet radio show, no doubt. And I just love it, man. Thank you for having us back, though. Thank you for having me back and the Cypher.
Sony Wright, man. Thanks for having us on your show, man. Same here.
No doubt, man. We gotta reschedule that joint too, man. We gotta get you back on the corner, no doubt.
Definitely, man. Definitely. So how you feel about the current state of hip hop, man? Y'all do a lot of big things with the radio show, man. How you feel about current state of indie hip hop right now?
I don't want to take all the time, so I'm going to let my man Sip answer that first. I think Sip's on the line as well. So, Sip, go ahead.
Well,
the way I kind of feel like, I feel like it's kind of on the box my head compared to what it's been for the past few years, because I really don't even like the way, you know what I'm saying? I really just, for the past few years, have been listening to songs just for the beat, not even paying attention to what they're saying, because they really ain't talking about nothing. But, of course, with the emergence of Kendrick Lamar and, you know what I'm saying, Joey Badass, people of that nature, like, they're actually talking about something. So I feel like it's on the rise again. So it's kind of getting back to where it used to be, but slowly but surely.
I like that.
Yeah. You know my opinion pretty much, man. We've been through this. Like, I'm a fan of lyricists. I love lyrics. The same time, you can't be boring. Like, I'm not just trying to listen to, you know, I don't want to throw no names out there because I don't want to hurt anybody's brand or nothing like that. But I don't want to just listen to you rapping over some trash can beat or something like that. You know, so you got to be engaging as well. Your voice got to be good. But to answer your question about the current state of hip-hop, I believe that it's so corporately controlled right now. You know what I mean? Back in, and I don't want to sound old or nothing because I ain't that old, but I feel like early 90s, the golden era, or 80s, early 90s, stuff like that, people like Kendrick Lamar, I mean, not Kendrick Lamar, but Trinidad James didn't really have a place in hip-hop, man. Like, not to the degree that he has been, you know, had success. And again, I'm not trying to hurt his brand because I respect him. He's out here. He's doing it. It takes a big man to even get in front of a camera and stuff like that. But at the same time, I feel like corporate America, and not to sound racist or nothing, but more specifically, corporate white America want our culture, want us as a whole to be viewed in that sort of light. So they push that sort of thing to the front. and we're forced to listen to it. If you're listening to, you know, the Radio Ones or whatever, then that's what they playing, and it's not by mistake.
That's real, man. That is real, man. I feel what you're saying. That's why we need, you know, a lot of great indie radio shows like, you know, the Intune Show, you know, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio to really highlight, you know, good, you know, hip hop music, you know.
No doubt, no doubt.
Word, for real, for real. If you can give some advice to indie artists listening, what would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them, just don't follow the mainstream, how everything is mainstream, just talking about bling and selling drugs and riding in the best cars. Like, don't do that, because it's flooded the market, so it's played out. Be yourself. Like, talk about what you really can relate to, because if you never did it a day in your life and then once somebody really called you out on it, you're looking like a fool. So, you know what I'm saying, rap about stuff that you can relate to and other people can relate to, so you can touch other people instead of just, oh, yeah, he had a nice little club banger. Like, but, yeah, but this one song he put out, man, that's touched me because I went through the same thing.
That's real. Make the music authentic.
Right.
No doubt, man. We got two other members of the Cypher trying to get through, apparently. But to answer that question on what advice I would give, I would say the same thing as Sip, man. Be yourself is the most important thing. Stand up for what you believe. I look at somebody like Lupe Fiasco, who sometimes I don't necessarily agree with, but at least he stands up for what he believes. He had his fans protest outside of Atlantic Records for Lasers to be released. And Atlantic wasn't trying to release it because it wasn't what they wanted Lupe, the music they wanted Lupe to do. I don't know if you remember, but at the time, B.O.B. had a record with, what's my man from Hawaii or something like that. He's doing it big right now.
Bruno Mars.
B.O.B. had the song, the track with Bruno Mars that was killing the radio. It was a cool song. But that song was originally given to Lupe Fiasco for Lasers. He turned it down because that wasn't the route he wanted to take. And Atlantic Records wasn't too pleased with him. And they weren't trying to release the album. But he stood up for what he believed, and he wasn't going to conform to what they wanted him to do, and eventually got his music released. So I definitely would say be yourself and stand up for what you believe.
That's real, man. That was a great album too, Lasers.
Yeah, it's dope. I like it. I don't think it's his best work, but I'm a fan.
Yeah, that's real, man. That is real, man. We need more, you know, thought-provoking hip-hop music, man. Make people think, you know what I mean?
Definitely need that. Hey, real quick, what was that first record you played, man?
Oh, yeah, I was Malkuth, man. You know, the kingdom, you know. Bottom of the, you
word.
Know, Kabbalah
word.
Tree, you know.
Dope.
Wow.
Dope.
Yeah. No, we did that on that new All Money's Legal As Above, So Below mixtape. We just dropped that Monday. So everybody can download
absolutely
that.
Absolutely get that, man.
If you want
thought-provoking
hip-hop, there you go. I mean, hey, who else is going to teach you about metaphysics, huh? If it ain't us, who else going to do it? You know what I mean?
Word.
For real. So, you know, got a lot of great music off there. We're going to play a lot of songs from this mixtape because, you know, it's premiere week, so it's only right, you know what I mean? That's
true.
What it is, though, true, man. That's what it is, man. So how many people you got down with y'all in the Cypher, man? How many, you know, y'all deep, man, like, you know.
Yeah. It's a grand total of four of us, man. You know, you got
right.
Myself, Altitude, of course. You got my man Sip. We got the young lady Phoenix Star 9, also a young Xbox 360. That's a joke. That's an inside joke. But and we got my man Orlando. So it's us four, you know, holding it down right now.
That's what's up, man. How did y'all come together? How did y'all link up together?
Well, as you know, man, I was doing the corner. It used to just be the corner we're out to do. but you know, as my listenership grew, as the show grew, I felt like I needed to expand in more ways than one. So, you know, my man right now on the line with us, Sip, that's been my man since high school. We was roommates in college. So, you know, that's my guy. He was always tuning into the show. He had a lot of intelligent things to say. He's a recent graduate. Big shout out to that. So I felt like he would be a good addition to the show. Orlando also went to school with us. He's got a great personality, a very humorous dude, but also knows what he's talking about in terms of hip-hop and things related to the culture. So I reached out to him. He accepted. And Phoenix, man, she's just been down with the Intune show from really day one, man. She does so many things behind the scenes. And I really wanted to give her the opportunity to kind of come to the forefront. And also, she's a great critic of hip-hop, so we added her as well. So that's how that came about. We also had I would be remiss if I didn't mention we had Sid the Sav, who also does Master Betas. But unfortunately, you know, some incidents happened. We had to discontinue the relationship with the corner, but, you know, she's still my sister.
It's all good. It's all gravy, man. We going to play some heat, come back, chop it up. You know how we do. Got the corner cypher rocking with us, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Intune Show. Let's do what we do. Let's get it, baby.
Real shit. It's a million. It's a million. Let's take a walk down the memory. Puffin' on the air while my niggas hit the Hennessy. Niggas claim we friends, but really ain't a friend of me. Try and hit my top in a drop like Kennedy. They just in the headshots, try and make their leg pop. I'm between the girl legs, try and make a bed rock. Plus they see me floss when I pull up at that red spot. Dad's got the game all locked like a dreadlock. Real tight, try and feed the fan with a meal weight. Cause I remember nights when I had to hold that seal tight. Just to get a dollar, hustle for a buck. Now I'm swimming in the money and I'm thinking this is luck. Tell me what it is, cause I just can't get enough of this feeling that I'm feeling, and it's feeling like a rush. Hush, this is secret society. Devil what my soul, demons try and keep their eye on me.
I move with the all seeing, y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking kundalini higher than a deity. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me. I move with the all seeing, y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking kundalini higher than a deity. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
I'm like the ladies with the stars. Immaculate conception, Brady with the yards, no interceptions. All the bulls on call for murder weapons. Awards of foreign cars, all for time invested. A male well respected. Holy Grail, that's White Hennessy. Rolling up, Kundalini, that's that Saudi. 36 ounces, all for my faculty. New York minute, gotta think rapidly. Planets in my solar system, holy gas for me. I could do a libation, ask here, it's right for me. I live non-fiction, yeah, import the facts for me. Time is my currency, yeah, fuck your salary. Racks of the Freemasons, pimps the matrix. So blatant, I track money, don't chase it. Birthstones floating all in my bracelet. Beam of flowing, we the chosen, moving in a spaceship. I move with the all seeing, y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking kundalini higher than a deity. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me. I move with the all seeing, y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking kundalini higher than a deity. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak. You ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
Speak to me.
Get it, baby. Oh, yeah.
All money's legal. Let's get it,
baby. Yeah, Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Street Corner Cypher, rocking with us. What's going on, y'all?
Good,
it's good, man.
Yo,
yeah.
Yo.
The whole crew. Got the whole crew in here now.
Yeah.
Everybody live.
Live and fit.
That's what I'm talking about,
no
man.
Doubt.
That's what I'm talking about, man. So where do y'all feel the future of hip-hop is headed?
Straight to hell.
Oh, man, don't say that. Oh, man.
Yo, if hip-hop continues in the trend. Oh, this is Orlando, by the way. Thanks for having me on the show. Pleasure to be here. All of that. But anyway, if hip-hop continues, if you even want to call it hip-hop anymore, continues to go the direction that it's going, where it's really no lyrical content, then I don't see it going, you know, very far. And like Alta Dude always says, you know, it's a very young genre. It's the youngest genre of music out, and you know, it's taking a turn for the worse. And I would like to say that a lot of artists agree that you know, grew up making this music. So I think it's going straight to hell, personally.
No,
oh, man, that ain't good.
Not at all, man. Ben Frank, real quick, Phoenix is on 843 is her area code. She just hit me on the text. But to answer your question, I disagree with Orlando because it's people like yourself. It's people, you know, like people that we've interviewed on the corner, therapists. I'm a big fan of. It's a lot of young talent. It's a lot of people holding it down, you know, at all ages, really, that are still making good music. That being said, like I said, revolution happens when you inform people of their rights and inform them of, you know, the things that's holding them back, pretty much. And until we can connect with the people who consume our culture on a mass level and try to, but it starts just with one ear. If we can get one eardrum at a time with real hip hop, with real music, then, you know, we can slowly take this thing back over. I think it's happening. Like Sit pointed out in a previous answer, Kendrick Lamar is a mainstream dude, but he's making great music. Lupe Fiasco is considered mainstream. He's making good music. So, you know, I think it's not going to hell per se, but we do need to save it.
That's real.
True. I agree with what Phil said, like what Altitude said. Basically, we got to take it back in our own hands and stop leaving in the big record label's hands. Because when you leave it in their hands, they're only going to produce what they want to produce and let the world hear what they want them to hear. Now, once we take it back in our own hands and be like, okay, now I want y'all to hear this from me. Like, this is who I really am, not this person Nate want me to or trying to portray me to be. Then, yeah, I feel like we'll take it back over and it'll get back to the level that it once was, the greatness that it once was, the message that it used to send to the world. But as long as it's in the corporate man's hands, it's only going to go down because that's what they wanted to do, go down.
That's real, man. You got a lot of stuff going on, man. You got these major labels, you know, putting out this music that's really polluting the minds of the youth. At the same time, these people at these major labels, you know, they own stocks and shares of privatized jail systems. So they just, it's win-win for them. They get in hand-in-hand, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, cycle.
Right.
Absolutely.
Like a main example would be when Chief Keef, right before he put out his last mixtape, talking about he's going to raise the murder rate in Chicago, and they were just pumping it. You know what I'm saying? Like they were behind it. They were still pumping his mixtape album coming out. Now, when you put a message out like that and you stand behind it, it just shows the lack of character that you have within yourself. Like, you really don't care about what's going on with the youth. You just want your pockets to get filled because you know he's an artist that will sell.
Absolutely.
I think the hip hop game can be greatly compared to how basketball used to be or how sports period used to be. back in the day, people, of course, they wanted to get paid, but the dollar wasn't the same size back then. And
right.
people played for the love of the sport. They played for the love of the game. And now people play because they can make millions of dollars or make hundreds of thousands of dollars just by riding the bench and getting the ring. The rap is exactly the same way. People are making music because they can make a dollar off of it, not solely because they love the culture and they want to carry it with them wherever they go and eat, breathe, and sleep music.
That's real, man. And the mirage behind it all, the illusion behind it all, like, artists really don't make all that much money other than big times with the shows. There's really not a lot of money in the music industry, you know what I'm saying? Unless you're big.
Right, right.
That's the illusion of it all.
To expand on what Orlando is saying a little bit, and he kind of touched on sports too with the way, you know, maybe back in Dr. J's time, they weren't making the exorbitant amount of money that LeBron James can make today, or back in Dana Dane's time or Slick Rick's time, they're not making the same amount of money as, you know, a Drake can today. That being said, I think it's important, though it is commercialized, though it is mainstream, and even in sports as well, though the money has gotten ridiculous, it's important that we take advantage of it. I got to be clear there, because people like Dr. J in basketball, people like, the Furious Five and hip hop open the doors so that this money can be made. Don't just sit back and say, "Yo, I'm gonna do it for the love." Like, do it for the love. Trust me. I don't want to get that mixed up. Do it for the love, 100%, and that should be the only reason you're doing it. Especially in hip hop, I feel like nobody really wants to be the best anymore. But do it for the love. But get your money too, man. Because if you don't, they still filling their coffers, dog. Like, these owners in basketball, they still billionaires. So they can complain about the money that the players are getting, and they do these CBAs and stuff like that, so the players can't make as much money as they used to. But it's important that the players fight for their rights to get this money. And it's important that rappers continue to stretch, or hip-hop artists, or just music artists as a whole continue to expand the ways that they can capitalize as well, because we can't just have a select few of people collecting all the money. So it's important that you do that too. I just want to be clear.
Most definitely.
Except for Justin Bieber.
Back to Canada.
Right.
What do y'all feel, how much importance is it for, you know, these up-and-coming artists to really learn the business aspect of the game first?
I mean, I think that's of the utmost importance, because if you walk in anywhere blindly, then just like how Don King, like getting back to the little sports thing, how Don King used to just take all his clients' money, like this. He'll put them out there, promote them to the best of his ability, get them all the mainstream things, but he was taking the majority of the money. So if you don't know the business side of things, then you're always going to get stepped over, get walked over, and you might think, "Oh yeah, I'm making a great amount of money, or I come out good with the percentage I'm making." But if you really look into it, like you're at the bottom of the totem pole. You're not. They're taking all their money off you, and you're putting in all the work. You're doing all the footwork. Well, I wouldn't say all the footwork, because of course they're going to promote you and things of that nature. But you're the one that's behind the music. You're putting out the music, and you're not seeing the ends that you should get for it. So I definitely believe that you need to know the business side of the game, and also have a great game to show up with. Because if you have a great game to show up with and a great business game, that they have no choice but to, you know what I'm saying, work with you and respect you.
True.
That's right.
If
you
don't
I
know,
agree with the, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Orlando.
If you don't know the business side of music, you're an idiot. Period.
That's real.
Yo, you just asking to get robbed. That's like walking down the street or taking the bus somewhere and you got your chain on that cost $100,000. You got your watch on that cost $100,000. And you just flashing it like, rob me, please. That's how you out there with your pants down, you know what I'm saying, so to speak, when it comes to the music game, and you don't know nothing about the business. And there have been people in the music industry that we know, you know, past or present, that have been robbed publicly, and it's been made public. I mean, look at Selena. She was getting robbed right in her face by her own manager. Was taking all her money, and then when it came out, the woman shot herself in the face, like, because she took so much money, she couldn't handle it. But, you know, Selena ended up being broke at the end of the day. So that's the type of thing you look forward to when you have no idea what you're doing as far as business aspects. There's all kinds of workshops. Get yourself a mentor. There's just network. There's always somebody willing to teach you.
Definitely. I think to answer your question, I don't think that business should be the first thing that you know in terms of music. I feel like you should know the damn music, number one, right? But definitely in a close second is the business, but that goes for anything. You know, if you decided, you know, and not to glorify this, but it's an example, just a quick one. But if you decided you was gonna go out here and sell drugs, right? First, you got to know the drugs, right? You got to know the product you're selling. You got to know who to sell it to or whatever. And drugs may be, I don't want to, let's not use drugs because I don't want anybody listening to pick up and try to go sell drugs.
Right.
I'm about to tell you how many O's in a, but nah. We go.
Right.
We go. If you out here selling, you're a professional potato chip seller, right? First, you got to know the chip. You got to know
that's
how
real.
You're cooking your chip up, you know, or whatever, the recipe you use. And if it's good, you got to get out here and test it on some people, right? That's the shows. You know, you go into the little open mics. You're testing it, right? Now you got to know the business, and you have to know how to package your chip, how to sell your chip, how much to sell your chip for, how if somebody's trying to beat you, if they're trying to get 8 bags of chips for 25 cents, you're losing.
Did you eat some of it?
You know, just
go ahead and put it in the trash and walk the
play out. Just an idea. You know what I mean? You definitely got to know the business, but it comes second to the actual music itself.
That's real, man. Know your work. Know the work.
True.
For real.
I was about to go Fido put some kid on listening
that.
To the show, man.
For real, bro.
We about to go out here and cop, yo.
Put a disclaimer on that shit. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, man. Don't do right. that. Don't do that, for the record.
Yes.
Say no to drugs.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. How y'all feel about the international hip hop scene? Oh yeah, you got Phoenix on the line. No, 843 is on the line.
Good.
Oh yeah. We got
we was having some problems.
There.
True. I feel like the international hip hop scene, in terms of the essence of it, is better than ours. Only because the machine hasn't taken over the international market yet, the international scene, you know? Big business isn't running their music, at least their hip-hop music. So all the underground people that I've heard, or all the hip-hop artists that I've heard internationally, even those that I can't really make out, they sound so true. The music sounds so true to the essence of hip hop. You know what I mean?
His name is who?
So I think in that it's great.
Tell her it can be one day next week.
That's real, man. They definitely use hip hop as a revolutionary tool out there, man. Definitely more. We do more entertainment over there. It's more, you know, political revolution.
Exactly. That's what it was supposed to be here. It started out with like
right.
that. It's just a voice for the inner city, for the neighborhood, or for the people in the neighborhood, and now it's turned into. people trying to lead our youth into doing the wrong things to get materialistic things, you know? So you out here, they forget that these bitches, or I'm sorry, I don't mean to cuss on the show, that these women, that they forget that these bitches they referring to are their mothers, are going to be mothers, are somebody else's, are somebody's daughter. You know what I mean?
Somebody's baby mama.
Exactly. So don't,
all of that.
You know, let's cool out with that. Let's cool out with calling women bitches. Let's cool out with calling good women bitches. You know, because there
right.
are bitches out here.
Did y'all clean
but
your mess up
niggas
out there?
Too. There's dudes
you
that are bitches. So let's be clear.
Go downstairs, make sure your chair is pushed up to the table.
843, 843, you live, 843, you live.
Is that Phoenix?
Good.
That can't be Phoenix, Mo.
Yeah, that can't be Phoenix.
That's not Phoenix.
I got 571 is live. We got a couple live lines on the air right now.
That's not us either. But it's cool, man. Phoenix, maybe she got lost again. But it's cool. But that's not. If you see another 843, maybe that'll be her.
All right. That's what it is, though.
Definitely. Not anybody telling their kids to push their chairs in to clean their mess
Word,
up.
That's definitely
right.
not Phoenix.
right.
Yo,
no way.
Got another 843. 843, you live.
Can y'all hear me?
Got another
843. We hear you.
All right.
What's up?
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up?
Nothing, man. I am sorry. I am late. I was, like, trying to call from different numbers and everything trying to get through. But
cool,
I appreciate your patience with everything, guys. And I was listening. I was like, okay, it came easy. So it's all good. Y'all have some good questions, too. Y'all have some good questions.
Hey,
I was like, dang, I can't even get
no
in.
No doubt, man.
But
That's you on the Xbox 360 right there.
What's up, Xbox 360? All right.
What's up?
What's talking about?
Man.
Get that Madden on, you know, the A2K. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what you think about your New York teams right now, man?
Oh, man, there's a lot of, you know, they changing some things around. Hopefully Melo will hang around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Building the foundation, you know what I mean? Bill Jackson, Derek Fisher, we're going to be all right. Give us 3 years, we're going to be all right.
No doubt.
No.
They've been saying that since Allen Houston left.
Don't
yeah,
that.
It ain't been the same, man.
I got the Allen Houston curse.
Allen Houston still getting paid, too. He's still getting out of decade later, that nigga's still getting paid. Shit. All you gotta
that's
do is
crazy.
Wear a suit in the stands and shit. He getting paid.
Yeah.
That's
Allen Houston, man. Allen Houston.
Don't worry about that knees no more.
Right.
Real. That's what it is, though, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Street Corner Cypher rocking with us. We're going to play some heat. Come back, chop it up. You know how we do. Let's get it.
To my cliff notes. Libra scale, bitch, I've been dope. They talking money, but they been broke. I'm about growth and stock options. Machiavelli the game, been lying. World in my hand, yeah, God's got it. 13 grams, 7 Dutchies. The rocket magnum, yeah, yeah, girl, love that. My mind illuminated. Since the game, move flagrant. What's I'm giving is for the taking. I'm on my grizzly. on my glizzy. Unlock the 360 code to the city, yeah. If the pipe state, 25-8. Big in the place, grind like we never ate. Passport in the safe, success, it's great, cut the cake. You relay, yeah. I'm on my glizzy. Real estate in my city, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm familiar. Walk the wrong block, you can catch the buck 50, yeah. Pull disciples at the last supper. Cops wanna handcuff you. God in the flesh, black robes wanna judge you. The fire, then they love you. Black diamond for all my black brothers. Drop dying for all my black brothers. Salute Malcolm, but never hold it back. Anthony on for all my Zodiac. I speak in codes, you can call it rap. I call it music, fans call it crack. Need a quote, let me hit you back. Copy that, yeah. Same color of snow. Get my mom's cash to invest in case I rap. That's why I hustle now for a time digress. Guns protect my ones like a Teflon vest. Gotta protect your lungs before you take that breath. Chuck T, TaylorMade, Bell Ferragamo. All from moving work across the Verrazano. Peace, he's like a foreign language in the streets. Concrete, jungle, Southside, Jamaica coast. Where my head at? Where I get my bread at? Young Malcolm Martin, all rolling one. Why I'm just playing Candy Crush? Man, my candy all white, call it Brady Bunch. It's not about the game, it's about the player. Got the code to the city, call me the mayor.
Pop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got the Street Corner Cypher rocking with us tonight. What's going on, y'all?
Yo, that was a hot track.
Yeah, that joint was
good. Oh, you like
that? Yeah.
Yeah? You like that for real?
Be like, really bopping down the street, like, I'm on my grit, on my grit, on my grit.
Oh, really? All right.
I can dig
man,
that.
You like it, man.
Yeah, man, that was tight work.
Okay, so what's up?
Yeah, what's that track? What's that track called?
Vesica Pisces.
Word.
Vesica Pisces.
Shout out to the Pisces.
Yes, man. Yeah, it's my soul, man. That's me, man. I'm on my grizzly, man. You know.
What?
I told you, man. I told you you're going to teach y'all metaphysics, man. Ain't playing.
Everybody Googling what Vesica Pisces is and shit, you know, like everybody wanna know what's a Vesica Pisces, all right, there you go, gonna learn something today. Yeah, man, you gotta know how to spell that first. Also good, yeah man, Vesica Pisces, shit, I'll tell you right now, I'll let you know right now, it's a V-E-S-I-C-A, Vesica Pisces, P-I-S-C-I-S. Pretty
much
right
it
now.
Is sacred geometry. Vesica Pisces is sacred geometry where you have two circles, a male, female circles, interlock, halfway. Pretty much that MasterCard symbol with the two circles interlocking. And the small circle you have in the middle, that's the vesica Pisces. The vesica Pisces shape is sacred geometry. It's the same thing you have as any type of seed that you plant. Any type of seed that you plant is in the shape of a vesica Pisces. You have a male, female interlocking, giving you the seed, which gives you life when you put it in the womb. That's what Vesica Pisces is, man. I got the code to the city. I'm on my grizzly, baby. So, know it is. Money come next.
The Latin version of it means bladder of a fish.
Yes. You know.
That's
dope. You already know, man. But yeah, man, it's deep, man, you know. That's from that As Above, So Below mixtape, so, you know.
No doubt, man. Definitely get that on that piff, man. I think I got like three of the joints or two or three of the joints on my computer right now, man.
Yeah, man, we ain't gonna stop, man. We stay consistent, you know what I'm saying? So
Definitely.
That's what it is, man. So what's the future hold for the Street Corner Cypher, man? What y'all got down the line?
We just did battle rapper Big K. We had him on the show last week. Let me just say this. Not all these battle rappers got great personalities. I'm gonna say that.
Oh,
what you mean, man? What happened?
Somebody had to say that.
Yo, it was like I was
like
interviewing my couch. You feel me?
Oh, wow.
But nah. Shout out to K, man. He gave us some good information. He definitely gave us some good information at times, but, you know, the personality needed some work. But shout out to K. We got Mass Debater's own Trizzy Thursday, tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Trizzy. We got Big Benz. We got Isang. We're working on some big we got Bucalini. Straight out of Harlem, New York, Bucalini clothing line. You might know them from all the clothes that Loaded Lux wears. We got them coming on the show, so it should be dope, man.
That's real. I like that, man. Y'all stay working.
Yeah, man. No days off.
We also got some future endeavors. We got a couple of magazine spreads that we're trying to get into. I'm working on that as we speak, so check out for us on some prints.
No doubt.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Y'all grinding.
I'm also going to be starting my own model line. It's going to be called Short We Are.
Short We Are.
All right.
This guy.
You know, it can't
That'll
be
work.
Like Toys R Us. It's going to be Short We Are. So,
yo,
if anybody steals my name, I know it's recorded on radio. I will sue you.
Word.
Oh, man.
Ben Frank, we got an interesting game on the corner. Well, it's a tournament where we're putting classic hip-hop albums one-on-one against each other. We need your opinion on one.
Let's get it.
Phoenix, hit him with the Clash of the Titans this week.
Bring it.
Okay. I think this week's Clash of the Titans. Oh man, let me get it up here. We ain't even did the artwork yet, I don't think, but we got it.
I know we haven't done the artwork. We gotta get that out like ASAP. Actually, it's like Coogee Rap versus.
Most Def, I believe.
Most Def, Most Def, Black on Both Sides against Coogee Rap. What's the album name?
That album name. God, hold up.
456.
456.
Your comment story. What you got? What's that?
All right.
Yeah.
Road.
You know I'm from Queens, right? You know I'm from Queens, so you know I'm a pick.
Oh man!
Come on, man.
So
yeah,
we
man.
Might we.
Yeah,
you gotta.
Yeah, go to next.
Got a hometown
next.
Joint.
Right. You gotta go to next.
Road
side, you
know. Road to the riches.
Yeah, you
gonna
go
down
to the riches.
no
any
doubt.
Any cool
no
you
doubt.
Have over,
we had,
over him?
Last
any,
week.
Any cool.
Yeah, yeah. Last week we had Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt against N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton. What you think?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Wow. Really depending on what kind of mood you're in, really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Feel like kicking a nigga ass or something, I go N.W.A. Feel like shooting a cop or something, I know. I fuck with N.W.A., you know what I'm saying? But, like, count some money, I'm going to fuck with hoes, you know what I'm saying? But, I have to say Reasonable Doubt only because just that one album in itself was such a classic album.
Yeah.
Straight Outta Compton was classic, too, but just Reasonable Doubt, just put together total album compared to album.
Yeah.
I got to go to Reasonable Doubt, man. But
yeah, Reasonable Doubt won in a landslide, actually, on the show. Wasn't even close.
Yeah, it's just built a little more classic. It's just you know, timeless. It's
no
a little
doubt.
More, you know. Right. But if
yeah.
I ever, you know, go through some police brutality, I'm going to put on some N.W.A., no question. You know what I'm saying? Take a trip out to Compton or something, you know. N.W.A. all day.
What are they coming out with that the N.W.A. movie too?
Oh yeah, the N.W.A. biopic. Oh yeah, that's looking good, man. They got Ice Cube's son is playing Ice Cube, man. That's
look
cool,
exactly
yeah,
like
yeah.
That's gonna be crazy, man.
Should be interesting, man. Definitely a legendary group, man.
Definitely.
Real for real, man. Where do y'all feel the future of indie radio is headed?
Well, I got a feeling they're gonna try to make it, I guess, monetize it whenever we're playing like certain artists' music. You know what I'm saying? Unless you get like some type of permission or some type of release to do it, because I'm just noticing that I may get some music from an artist to put on, and I put it on my SoundCloud, and then I get like a copyright notice from SoundCloud. You know what I mean? So I'm hoping that they don't do that with like the internet radio. You know what I mean? As far as making it where you can't, you know, play their music or that you get hit with some kind of charge for that. But I'm hoping that they have some type of agreement or something that doesn't happen whenever we do try to put out a platform for indie artists.
That's real. I agree, man. Tell the FCC to chill out. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's going to take over regular radio. Regular radio,
yeah.
Regular radio stations, they're so montaged. You know what I'm saying? Like at 1 minute, they're playing the hottest hits, and then the next thing you know, they're playing nothing but dubstep because it's what the radio station wants to play. Like, when I first moved to Orlando, they had a radio station that was playing nothing but good hip-hop, like old school, new school. You know, they had the 12 o'clock traffic jam where they played nothing but old school for an hour. Now I turn on the radio, I'm hearing Katy Perry and what's his name? Juicy J. Rapper.
Juicy J.
The entire day. Like, it's so controlled. It's such a controlled substance that is... You know what I'm saying, the regular radio, but we have the freedom and the ability to do so much more and to put on unsigned artists that are trying to get their music out there. You don't have that opportunity with regular radio. So I think, you know, since I've been doing this, since, you know, Out the Dude first brought me on the show, it opened my eyes up, and I see so much more potential in online radio than regular radio.
That's real, man.
It's definitely
a lot of
the future, man. I think it is the future.
I agree, man. Indie radio shows, especially with the rise of, you know, internet radio. It's just, you know, internet in general, you know. It's just more global.
True.
You know.
Even my satellite radio is starting to get a little boring. When satellite radio came out, I thought it was like the blessing that we was waiting for, because FM is just playing the same 12, 15 songs in rotation all day. So, you know, they're already losing in my book. But, and you got the commercials on top of that. You got the same 15 songs, and then you got 11,000 hours of commercials. So I'm not really digging it. But with XM, they kind of were playing everything else, and, you know, along with the hits. But now, I was just in the car the other day, and they played 0 to 100, Drake 0 to 100, on the same station about 15 minutes apart. And I that's when I was like, okay, it's over. It's over.
It's like an advertisement.
I mean?
Like that radio.
So even they are.
Radio promoting.
Yeah, even they're conceding to the mainstream a little bit too much. I think with indie, you are able to do what you want to do, and I feel like you're not going to have that sort of thing going on. And also, it gives the listeners pretty much some control. I want to do something where it's a little more interactive, even with our listeners, whatever you know they prefer, or whatever. So at least that we're getting the people what they really want. And not to say that we, because FM used to do that. They used to have, you know, you call in, listen, you request your song or whatever, and they would play it. But then that became, you know, teenage girls just requesting the same song over and over. I was so tired of Survivor by Destiny's Child back in the day, yo. They played that joint to the tape pop, like, for real. But, yeah, so I think indie radio, internet radio more specifically, is the future.
That's real, man. Definitely is, man. That's why we got the In Tune Show, Street Corner Cypher. We got the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, a lot of other. Yeah, man, we got the next segment coming up of the show. This is what we do every week, man. We got the rundown. We drop the hip-hop news, global politics, economics, health news, everything going on in the world. We build on that. Of course, everybody know the website, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. We're going to play one more song, then we're going to get straight to that rundown. Let's do what we do. I want y'all to stay for this, too, man. We all going to build on some hot topics, man. You know, chop it up.
True,
man, we do.
True.
Oh yeah,
no doubt. All my boys,
perfect timing, couple choppers, silent murder, you know, shot ya, seven angles, seven angels, watch them pray on who you pray to, center table, no waiter for it, couple plates, no waiting on it, fast life, a game of patience, 100 racks at the horse races, Jewish lawyers at my court cases, rubber band my Freemasons, major deacon, we speed racing, we been eating, they stay hating, sour deeds, we stay blazing, 13, illumination.
I'm a smoker, smell water. nigga for real, cause this is my life. Alright, my nigga, this is my life. Alright, bitch, I ride for my niggas, I die for my niggas, I lie for my niggas for real.
Economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation of the collapse of the
Get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Yeah, that's one of your favorite parts of the show, the rundown. We got the hip-hop news, global politics, economics, health news, everything that's going on in the world. We're going to build on that. You don't got the browser open already. Open that up. Hip-hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. We're going to get straight to it on the hip-hop news. First up, Dirty South Hip-Hop, a master's course in group economics. Now, this is an interesting article right here, man, just talking about how, you know, down south artists definitely, you know, are better at working together and really reinvesting their money. And not only in reinvesting their money into their music and into what they're doing, into their brand, but into their communities, too, because a lot of down south artists, you got down south artists like T.I. where he's actually taking his money and investing it into his community and, you know, developing construction companies to help, you know, his community and different stuff like that. Man, it's just, you know, interesting to see, man. It's a big difference between, you know, down south hip-hop and up here on the East Coast and Midwest. It's just a different type of vibe amongst the people and the artists. Know what I mean? What's your thing?
Definitely.
Yeah,
I think T.I. is one of my faves anyway. But I definitely feel what you're saying with the camaraderie. I feel like, man, East Coast hip-hop, especially, you know, specifically New York, there's still a little bit of a little bit of the competition is there, you know? Not that, you know, somebody like T.I. doesn't think he's the best. He comes out, he says that he's the king of the South. So, but he doesn't let that get in the way of, you know, helping the next man or reaching back where with, you know, some other people in other regions of the country, the competition is just, you know, the want to be number one, whether it's monetarily or in the hearts of the hip-hop fan, it overrides everything else. But I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, too, because y'all were saying with the camaraderie in the South, like the next man, of course, how Phil was saying, like, they want to always say they're number one, they want to be number one, but they don't let that stop them because by you saying I'm number one, well, I got to look down on this man, even though I can help him out and he can help me out and we can both rise together, I'm going to hate on him because he said he's better than me or he feels that he's better than me. instead of why don't we come together and make great music instead of, you know what I'm saying, just our separate greatness, we can come together and make even more greatness. So it's definitely more camaraderie with the Southern rappers and also with them giving back towards the community.
That's real, man. That's real, man.
You also got to think about, you also got to think about a lot of artists that are down south grew up in the hood. They grew up in low-income housing. You know, they came from nothing, and they know what it's like to come from nothing, to be nothing, you know, or be told that you're not going to be anything. So, you know, when they come back to their hood, or they, you know, like Ludacris and T.I., you know what I'm saying, them cats still stayed in the hood even when they made it, you know, at first. So they was always giving back because they got to look at it like, I got all this money. What do I look like not giving back to my own people, not helping out my own people that I grew up with, that I chilled with before I made it? You know, a lot of the other coasts, not just, you know, East Coast and up north, but these cats, they get out the hood, and then it's just, now it's all about me and my team, and that's it. They don't hardly, you know, rarely go back to where they came from, and if they do, it's just to make an appearance. And they've moved their parents out the hood, now they live in the suburbs, and then that's it. So these guys in the South, they're not as greedy when it comes to their own people as most coasts are.
That's real, man. Only East Coast rapper really, you know, bringing back to the hood that I know of really is 50 Cent, man, because he does a lot. He does a lot out here in Southside, Jamaica, Queens, man. A couple months ago, young girl got innocently got shot, you know, just straight bullet, you know, killed her. She was real young, a teenager. And 50, he paid for the whole funeral, you know what I'm saying? He paid, like, you know, I don't know what it was, 30, 50 grand for the whole funeral for the family. And he don't even know the family. He just, the fact that she grew up in the same area, you know, she was killed by a straight bullet, you know what I'm saying? He paid for the whole funeral services, and that's big, you know what I mean? Like,
that's big.
Well, it is. You know, I agree with you guys, you know, about the South and how they have so much camaraderie being from the South. But one thing, now, when you mentioned 50, one thing I did notice about 50 Cent was, you know, he brought his dudes along, and he keeps putting people on, you know what I mean? Or at least attempts to put people on, and then, you know, it may not always work out. And then I remember he was doing an interview where he said he didn't really come around, I think it was Lloyd Banks, when Lloyd Banks is with his cat, you know what I'm saying? Because he want Lloyd to be the big dog, you know what I mean? Instead of them other cats just looking at 50, he wants them to be able to look at Lloyd, you know what I'm saying? The way that Lloyd would look at 50. But I think, you know, I think New York and up north, I think that they're doing a lot of, they're changing. I think that they kind of getting where the South is. Sometimes not so much, but I think that they are. You know, I really love Southern artists and how they do all get on a track together, like with DJ Khaled. I don't even know why DJ Khaled puts out albums. I don't really hear him rapping. He just put everybody on the record. But yeah. I agree.
Yo, real quick, I'm not gonna take a lot of time. 50 Cent though is actually. Anything, I can say a lot about 50, but he actually does reach back. So shout out to 50 Cent, man. He did that whole New York thing where a bunch of New York rappers got together a few years back. So he does his thing, man. Shout out to 50.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, that's man. Next up, Kanye West teaches at Fashion School for Community Service. This is an interesting article right here, man. If y'all don't know, Kanye West had to do, you know, community service for that little incident he had with the paparazzi. But the community service that he's doing, he's actually, you know, teaching fashion at a fashion school out there in L.A. And just the fact that, you know, Kanye is really deep into the whole fashion thing, and he actually, you know, went out to Italy and learned out there a lot about fashion. The fact that these students at the school could actually, you know, gain knowledge from Kanye West without even having to pay for it, just off the strength of Kanye having to do community service and having to do it in that aspect, is really benefiting those kids, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good look for them.
All I got to say,
it ain't Ralph, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They, yo, if anybody knows the answer that Kanye don't know, they better not say nothing. They better not say nothing. He is going
to
go
He ain't
off.
Doing it because he want to do it. He doing it because he has to. You know what I'm saying? Community service. You know how that goes.
All
he
I'm
already want to do
shout
it.
Shout out
but.
To Ye, man. They better not challenge Kanye. You saw what he did on Sway in the morning.
For real. For real.
You don't got all
no questions either. That's a straight lecture. Don't ask him no questions. You'll catch another case fucking with that shit. For real.
Hey, man.
For real, for real.
You don't have the answers,
That's
Sway.
You don't have the answers.
I went to Paris. I think that's dope, though. I think that's dope.
Yeah, that's a good look. That's a good look for them kids, man.
Yeah,
for real. For real. Now on the business news, first up, don't use your home as an ATM. Now this is an interesting article, man. Definitely interesting article regarding real estate. You know, over the past few years, before the housing bubble, a lot of people was, you know, using their houses, refinancing them, using it like an ATM, you know what I'm saying? Because I know how it is. I was doing the same thing. But nowadays, you know, equity is tapped out, houses, you know, the mortgage is more than what it's worth, and people can't really use houses as an ATM anymore. And times change, man. It's an interesting article, man. Just goes to show you, you know what I'm saying, When something's hot, you better jump on it because it ain't going to last too long, man. Real estate is a good flip, man, if you know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true.
I actually was trying to put people onto this a long time ago. I grew up in a city that was very segregated, white and black. Like, white people lived on the east side of my town, black people lived on the west side of my town. And there was a... like, GM was in my town, and the white family, the white father worked at GM, the black father worked at GM. They both made relatively the same money, right? They're both in a union. That being said, the white guy was going back to his house and his family and was living what looked like a better life. And the black guy's going back to the ghetto, in the apartment, renting, you know, but he's driving a nice car, whatever. But that was because back then white people did exactly what you're saying and used their homes as equity, right? He went, instead of buying a nice car, he got himself a Honda Civic. Instead of getting Jordans, he got himself some Saucony's. And he rocked those Saucony's for 5 years. He drove his Honda Civic, kept it up. But he had that house, and that was the money. But now they can't do that no more, and you know, now the poor Ku Klux man see that we all brothers, not because things the same, because we lack the same color, and that's green. But, yeah, I definitely feel what you're saying.
Preach.
That's real, man.
Yo, it's funny that you bring that up, because I was just out here in Florida. I was just going to this guy that he's a millionaire. For some reason, his house goes into foreclosure. His house was, the worth of it was $4 million. So the house gets foreclosed. It goes to auction. The man turns around and goes to the auction, buys his own house back for $1 million.
Nice.
Now he owns the house for $1 million, which started out as a $4 million home. So,
dang, that was smart.
Yeah, if you know your, if you know
they don't
your
got no type of rules.
Well, how about that? I ain't know you can do it.
Not if you got that money. Not if you got that money, and the house was something ridiculous. You know, sitting on like 2 acres. It's in the great part. It's over there by Disney. You know, where a lot of people, a lot of celebrities stay and stuff like that. So, if you know your real estate or you know the codes, the laws, you know what I'm saying, you can make so much money, it's ridiculous. And then save your own house at the same time.
I like that, man. Real estate is definitely a good investment. Everybody need to check that out for real. Real. Next up, militant sees Iraqi town near border with Jordan. Now, if everybody don't know what's going on out there in Iraq, it's pretty much erupting into a civil war. Them cats out there, they was just waiting for the U.S. soldiers to leave, man. U.S. soldiers trained Iraqi soldiers to police themselves. They're pretty much just waiting for the U.S. to leave, and now they got all the fucking artillery and tanks that we left them, and they just revolting. They just, it's a setup. They just, you know what I'm saying? They was just waiting. We trained them. We gave them all the weapons, and now look. Now shit blew up in our face. USA.
Nah, we do that all the time, man. We armed Saddam Hussein because at the time, now I'm not talking about right before we went over there and kicked his ass and took his country, but I'm talking about way back. We gave him weapons to fight what we deemed militants then. Then he took over and whatever, but don't get blinded by our media. I'm just going to say that. I think that what happens, obviously, we went over there, we took what we could take, we policed them for a while, we're leaving now under President Obama's watch. And by the way, this is all going to fall back on him, even though he didn't go over there for weapons of mass destruction that never existed, but that's another story.
Right.
And now we're seeing what happens. Let's just be honest, man. The United States is a very, very unique situation in the world, right? We came here. We pretty much took a country, but, you know, nobody's going to admit to that. And we were able to instill some moralic, principalic type laws and stuff like that. And under God is what they say, because the Bible is what they're getting these laws from. That's how they're basing their moral compass. If that's what you believe in or not, that's how these laws are made. But anyway, we think that democracy works for everyone because it works here, or at least that's what you think. You think democracy is working for you. And I'm not saying you as any of the people on this phone. I'm talking about the people, the masses. Right. You think democracy is working for you, right? So therefore, you think that democracy is going to work for everybody else, but it doesn't. These people have religion and indoctrinations that they've been having for years, centuries, forever, okay? Women and equal rights, that's just not how they work, okay? Like, democracy, it just doesn't fit with the fabric of what they believe. You can't make someone do anything. Unless we take that portion of the map completely off the grid, like we sink that joint somehow, it's going to be like this. They're still going to blow themselves up in the name of Allah. They're still going to interpret their book the way that they want to interpret it to fit their agenda, just like we do, by the way. And when I say we, I'm not saying that you do that. I'm saying we as a whole, the entire United States of America. And we manipulate things just like the rest of the world. And sometimes it's innocent and sometimes it's malicious. It's just the way it is. And you can't force democracy on anyone, just like you can't force somebody that was born and raised in this country to leave this country. That's what George Bush basically told Saddam Hussein, knowing he was going to say, hell no, where am I going to go? Where's he going to go? Where's Saddam Hussein going to go? But anyway, just a little something.
That's real, man. I couldn't say any better.
But now they're kicking our ass over there. Not our ass, but the people who we taught to fight. This ISIS group, this militant group, is kicking their ass. They're putting their guns down. They're changing clothes. They're running the hell away because they're afraid, and they're getting their ass kicked.
I think coming from a military perspective, because I was former Navy, I've actually been to Jordan. Jordan is a scary place.
And I wasn't even, we weren't even allowed to be out past 7 o'clock, which it got dark, like, right at 7:15, like, nobody's business. And those cats over there, like, the whole Middle East, I think everything we do, they call it, the government calls it creating different relations. And that's what we did by going over to those Middle Eastern countries, training people and giving our services is creating foreign relations. But really what it is behind closed doors, it's a setup for a setup. The U.S. is not stupid. The U.S. knows what they're doing when they go over there. When we go into another country as a militant entity, we're saying, okay, we already know after we leave, these people gonna kill each other. It's just, who do we want to get killed? And it's sad to say that, but that's just the reality of the situation. Because who do we want to get killed means, after all the killing is done, who can we control the most?
True.
We gave them their guns. We gave them their subs. We gave them everything that we have is military issue of the United States. It might be super old, but it still works. So when we give a country all those guns and all those militant things that they need to quote-unquote protect themselves, what we're really doing is setting up for the setup. So once this whole thing blows over, now we go back and control the situation as so we see fit. But
true.
That's just me. I was former military, so I've seen things. And I know I know exactly firsthand what's happening.
That's right, man. It's all a chess game.
Yeah, that's all it is. And we're always one step ahead, whether anybody wants to believe so or not. We're always one step ahead, if not 10 steps ahead. And the other countries, you know, sitting there thinking that, you know, well, they don't know what our next plan is, but, you know, we got spies, and that's what we do. We've been doing this since the country first was founded. That's just what we do.
True. That's knowledge right there, man. That's what it is, man. Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. Definitely check out that Futures Exchange page. We got the hottest videos of your favorite artists. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Yeah, man, great show, y'all. Y'all want to leave some lasting advice to all entrepreneurs, indie artists, you know, up and coming radio personalities? Y'all want to give some advice real quick?
Yeah, for all, like, how you say, the up and coming entrepreneurs and indie artists, man, I know that fear is the biggest thing in the world, but let that fear drive you, because if you let that fear take control of you and take heed of you, you're going to stop, and you ain't going to continue on with your process. You ain't going to fight them battles and go through a hard struggle to get what you want to get, because nobody who's mainstream or nobody who's making big money, they didn't get it all easy. You know what I'm saying? They had to go through a little struggle, a little setback. So don't let them setbacks hold you back.
That's real.
Cool.
I got a message to the indie artists. Step your bars up. Same thing I said last time I was on Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Step your bars up. To the entrepreneurs, get your money and give back. And to the up and coming, you know, radio personalities, get like me.
Hey, I like that. That's what it is. My man, out to dude. Street Corner Cypher, In Tune Show. Yeah, man. Y'all keep doing big things, man.
True, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You already know.
Most
definitely.
Shout out to Nick T. Thank you very much for having us, man.
Of course. Of course. Y'all can call in any time, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all deep.
Will,
y'all got
man.
You know, full squad, radio. Yeah. So I'm here every Wednesday, so call in any time.
No true,
doubt.
No doubt. Catch us tomorrow night, all man. Right. 10 p.m. Eastern time. The Cypher on the Corner with Trizzy from Masturbators. Check us out.
Yeah. That's what's up. Leave the Twitter info and everything, everybody, the whole, you know, URL and all that.
Oh, yeah. Follow us on Twitter at The Corner Cypher, on Instagram at The Corner Cypher, Facebook, The Corner and The Cypher. We live, man. Be sure to follow The Intune Show. You have to do that. Follow The Intune Show, The Intune Show on Facebook, www.theintuneshow.com.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Keep in contact with y'all, man. Y'all keep doing big things. Street Corner Cypher, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We gonna lead the show out with some music. You know how we do.
Rappers, I got Jews like for rackets, but it's William Mendel, so Hannibal, know what you